This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Dr. Carrie Burnknight. She is a gerontologist and served for 18 years as a professor of geriatric medicine at the University of California, Irvine School of Medicine. She is the founder of the nation's first elder abuse forensic center. As a top expert in the nation on aging, she has shared her work at the U.S. White House, Money Matters, The Doctors, CBS News, and The Dr. Phil Show. Passionate about improving the lives of millions of seniors, Dr. Burnknight joined Silicon Valley engineers to create a cutting-edge solution to the toughest problems we face as we age. She serves full-time as chief gerontologist at GrandPad. Dr. Burnknight, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks very much.
Hey, you're welcome, and thanks for your time as well. So tell us, what is the single most important thing you can do to age well? And by aging well, we mean physical, mental, and emotional vitality.
The single greatest thing that you can do is to stay connected. There's just staggering research these days showing that social isolation is associated with a 64% increase in dementia. It's associated with greater risks of cancer, heart disease, stroke, and also early mortality. So something that we used to think was nice is coming to light as an absolute necessity. And by connection, I mean a daily and meaningful connection with other humans.
Now, what is the best way to foster and get the health, happiness, longevity benefits to these connections?
So my first choice is in-person connection. So if you have people around that are family or friends or neighbors or people with like interests, it is that stimulation of thinking about what they're saying and reading and thinking about what you're saying and sharing and laughing and all that it releases. For many of us, as we get older, our family and friends live across the nation, or a lot of times we have mobility, vision, or auditory impairments that make it more difficult. And to that end, I've been very encouraged by what is possible in terms of technology. We're living at an unprecedented place in history where we're actually able to harness technology for the good of human connection. Unfortunately, our standard devices have failed us. So I can't tell you how many frustrating moments I've had with my traditional devices that are too small for me to see or require a password, or I'm going to pull my hair out because the Wi-Fi router needs this and that. So I'm delighted that I'm a part of a group that is revolutionizing the way that we connect older adults with the rest of the world, and that's called GrandPad.
Also, what does the research say about technology? Is it hurting or helping our connection?
Great question. So technology is neither good nor bad, nor is it neutral. And by that, I mean it can be devastating in terms of the frustration that it causes when you're using technology and it's not working for you and it's further isolating you. It can also be really tough with our teenagers who think that, you know, just because they're engaging in some kind of game that they're being social. On the other side, what I'm seeing every day is technology, when it's designed the other way around with the user in mind, it can be truly good. And I'll give you an example. I have a friend who is 89 years old, and with traditional technology, even his phone and his computer, he got scammed out of over $600,000. And this is a man with no cognitive impairment, a brilliant Stanford graduate who served as a Green Beret. But these predators are going after all of us, and particularly getting lists of names of older adults. And so what he was able to do was to then get a membership to GramPad. And so it's the complete solution in terms of the tablet includes all your internet connections, doesn't have passwords, has specially designed auditory and visual, you can see it carefully. Even the screen is designed for fingers that are drier as we get older. So this gentleman was able to connect with his whole family, but be free of all the predators who had been bombarding him. And so in that regard, the technology was very good.
And thanks for that fine explanation today. We are speaking with Dr. Kerry Burnight, Chief Gerontologist at GramPad here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, given these challenges faced by older adults, what is the best way to reconnect our grandparents or parents who live in another state back into social society so they can experience these longer and happier lives?
Well, what I would recommend is that this holiday season is a real opportunity for each of us to gauge how our parents and grandparents are doing, or for older adults to gauge how we are doing. Are we connected every day with people that we love? Are we a part of sharing photos? Are we getting video calls? And if the answer to some of those is no, I maybe have an iPad, but it's dusty from lack of use, or I'm not as enjoying the phone calls as much because they're hard to hear. If this is the case and you can't answer enthusiastically yes about how connected you are with your parents, I would recommend looking into GramPad. And the way you would do that is if you're a computer person, you can look up Grand, GRANDPAD, and or if you're a person who would rather call and talk to a human, we have a phone number, which is 1-800-704-9412. And what we believe in is never having to get one of those menus that says press 1 for this, press 2 for that, press 3 if you want to pull your hair out because you're frustrated by this. Instead, we always have a live human who is waiting for your call. And so with the older adults that we're privileged to serve, all they need to do is press a button on their GramPad and they're connected with a live human who can help them either with a technological question or sometimes just to connect. So those relationships that are formed. And what we have found is that by connecting to our family members through technology, it results in connecting more in person. So those relationships of, for example, my mom is 90 and she lives far away. So I do a daily video call and she needs only to open up the cover of the GramPad and I can call from my cell phone, which has the free GramPad app. And then every day she doesn't have to do anything, but we've had a video call. And what she says she likes about it so much is that she can also read my lips as we're talking, so she can understand more clearly because the phone calls have gotten a little garbled for her. And another part that I'm really excited about is that we've partnered with Lyft, the ride-sharing service. So an older adult, and by older adult, it's also subjective, but we think of super seniors as those who are 75 years and older. And our goal is that a 90-year-old can use and enjoy a GramPad in 90 seconds because it comes fully loaded. Before it even comes to them, there's absolutely no setup. But back to the transportation app, I have friends who would press transportation and then they can arrange a safe ride via Lyft that doesn't require them to type in addresses and then is that information. They're connected with their member experience representative, and also a text message goes to their family members, so their family members know as well. So it's a way to keep autonomous, because it's really important as we get older to keep our independence, but also to couple that with safety, because we all want that peace of mind, knowing that our loved ones are safe, or ourselves. So I'm happy now to be aging into a time of life where it's going to be a great thing to be gray.
I hear you on that. Tell us, is Grandpad like an iPad?
It is. I'd say it looks like an iPad, but that's where the similarities end. So the design, we could have designed it any way. And what we did is we gathered people ages 75 to ages 114 from across the nation to be our grand advisors. And they told us what it was that they wanted. And so usually designers design for a 20-year-old crowd and then try to sort of force it upon the rest of us. We started the opposite direction. And what our users told us is they wanted it to look like an iPad, like the same size. It's handy. You can keep it in a coat pocket or in your purse. But what they wanted was to have none of the headaches. And here at Grandpad, we call them poofs. That is points of frustration. So we engineered out every point of frustration. So unlike an iPad, the GrandPad, when it arrives, it's already ready to go. And I wish that we were in person so I could show you, but I'll try to paint the picture of it. So instead of finding an on-off button, I just open the cover and it's ready to go. And when I want to call my granddaughter, I press an easily marked button that says call, and then all my contacts and photos are picked up. So I don't need to monkey with looking up the phone number. I can just press a picture of my grandson, and then I have the choice whether I want it to be a video call or a voice call. Similarly, if I want to do an email, I can just press a picture of my grandson or whoever. You could have up to, you know, the average person has 14 people in it. You could have hundreds of people preloaded into your GrandPad. I can press a button, and then I can choose to type out my email, or I can just use my voice. And people really enjoy this, the grandchildren getting an email from you that has your voice. It's a much more personal flair. And you can also, something that I just love, and I was working with a man who is in the end of life, is currently in the hospital, we have a button that he presses that's music. And there are 30 million songs already preloaded and available, so that there's no need to go to an iTunes store and pay extra money. It's just all there with any frustration engineered out. And the mind is amazing in that emotionally salient music stimulates the brain more than any medication that we currently have for cognitive impairment. So we can put together a favorites list, and I have had a number of users who are unable to communicate, and yet when their favorite songs are playing, they're able to sing along with the words. I tell you, there's nothing more rewarding than reaching someone through music. And I love that the GrandPad can be a connector in that way.
I'd be curious, what about those with cognitive impairment? How does it work for them?
I love your question, because many of us, if we're lucky enough to live long enough, will experience some changes in cognition. And the saddest thing I saw in my practice for all these years is people to sort of throw in the towel and think, well, you know, this person is no longer, you know, with it. And that is simply not true. We can always, the human is always there. And so another really big difference between a GrandPad and an iPad is that it is customized for each user. So it may be that the majority of our users are cognitively intact and they receive news every day, and they're checking the weather and playing games and connecting with their grandkids and making videos. But for those who are having some challenges, we can customize it so it's only the things that are of interest and comfort to that person. So I can give you an example of a beautiful woman that I work with who has enjoyed her GrandPad and is now in the final stages of Alzheimer's disease. So she has gotten so that the only part that she now enjoys is the music. And she's a spiritual person who is very moved by hymns. So now for her, the only button that her family has requested on the GrandPad is the music. And she can press that music button and then in the skilled nursing facility enjoy her music and with a smile on her face, whereas before before that music was accessible to her, it looked as if she was asleep all the time. And we even made the charger to be very sophisticated in its simplicity, and that is there's nothing to plug in. You just set it down and it's charging, and then when it is in the charger, your pictures are scrolling. So every day this woman's family sends photos from their phones, and it goes without her doing anything, it goes right to the GrandPad. And as she's lying there and listening to her music, she's seeing pictures of her, I think she said 41 grandchildren. So she's seeing these pictures, and what a way to continue cognitive stimulations up until the very, very last breath. And that makes me feel really encouraged, because I think quality of life can be improved through human connection facilitated with technology.
It certainly has been great to have had you. Really awesome to see how GrandPad is working. What is the best way to approach the subject of connection with your parents and grandparents in conclusion?
I think the biggest mistake people make is they come in heavy and say, you need this, you need that. And I sometimes hear people say, oh, with my parents who are in their 80s, it's like a role reversal. They're the children and I'm the parent. And I always say, let me stop you right there, because older adulthood is the opposite of a second childhood. It's a time of empowerment and autonomy and strength. So I would encourage you, if you are worried about, let's say your parents are in their 80s or in 90s, what I would do is I would order a GrandPad and then they deliver it. And we are so confident about it that you can have it for free for a month to try it out. And so I would get it in the hands of a loved one and then not bombard them with all this, but maybe think of the thing that they individually might be the most interested. Perhaps it's games, perhaps it's music, perhaps it's photos. Put it in the older adult's hands and say, what do you think about this? And what we have found is that people, when they can do it themselves and there's no headaches attached, fall in love with it. And it's a monthly membership. And for, that monthly fee, it includes the phone, it includes the internet, and unlimited data. So the data alone is less than it would be if you were paying for, a Wi-Fi and data plan like I've had to at my house.
Dr. Burnight, certainly has been great to have had you in again. We thank you for your time here today. Definitely want to know where we can get all the details on GrandPad and how could one begin using that right away.
Okay, so the two ways is, one, you can simply call a human who's ready to help you at 1-800-704-9412. Or if you'd like to order it on the computer, you would go to GrandPad.com. And I can assure you that it is headache free. So each step along the way, it's real simple. And Leonardo da Vinci said the greatest simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. And so we've tried that in everything we do about making things frustration free. And we'd love you to give it a try and to see how great it can be.
Well, we thank you for all these details, and thanks so much for introducing GrandPad to the audience. It is grandpad.net. Again, Dr. Bernknight, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for all that you do in the space and for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for the work that you do.
And thank you for those kind words. We appreciate it. We've been speaking with Dr. Carrie Bernknight, a gerontologist, and served for 18 years as a professor of geriatric medicine at the University of California Irvine School of Medicine, now serving full-time as chief gerontologist at GrandPad. And for all the details on GrandPad, visit grandpad.net. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.